Hi, thanks for holding. This is Tina. How may I help you?
Tina, this is Donald Quincy with Quincy Lane Cleaning. I'm returning a call.
Oh, hi, Donald. Yeah, I left a message for you this morning because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Probably so. We noticed another marketing group actually brought it to my attention that when you click on my website, there is a bar across the top that says this website is no longer being updated. If you're the owner, contact the marketing firm. Right?
Yeah.
That's how y'all do business? Kind of childish when everybody can look at it and see that. That looks pretty bad, don't you think?
You know, I don't control, you know, how they do that or why they do it, but I do know that as far as our company is concerned, it's just meant to be a friendly reminder that the payment's not going through. So
yeah, but everybody
you know,
else can see it. I agree with you.
Yeah.
If it was just me that could see it, but when my customers see that, that's not right. That shouldn't be that way. If you have a problem, call me directly. We didn't know there was an issue. Until this weekend, we know that there was an issue this weekend.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want that shit off of there now. And whatever you got to do it.
Yep.
There it's off.
The nice thing is once the payment goes through, Donald, that comes down within one business day. But good news is we're on the West Coast, so it's only 9:20 in the morning here. So we can definitely get it down today. You know, typically we're supposed to say one business day, but you know, it's so early we could get it down today. No problem.
Question. I'm going to pay you this time.
Okay.
My question is, can I buy this domain? If we decide to go a different route, what do we have to do to own our domain, our website that you guys helped produce and create? You know?
Yep, there's two options. Number one, you can purchase the domain without the content, which means you'd have a blank web address and you'd have to go, you know, build the site elsewhere, but you'd keep your web address, and that's a one-time buyout of $99. Or you could cancel the program and keep the website and the content and just pay us for the hosting and maintenance of $49 monthly.
Okay, so there's no way really to just buy the thing and get out of it and let us continue to maintain.
If you just do the hosting, then we're maintaining it, but you get to keep the content. If you want to do your own maintenance, you would just purchase the web address and just build a new site on it.
Okay, but we couldn't keep what's already on there, is what you're saying? If we wanted
You could if you paid the $49 monthly. If you do the hosting and maintenance package, you could keep the site and the content and the whole nine yards.
Or $50 a month.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. We'll look into that. Anyway,
okay.
We're gonna make some changes. But here's the what do you need? You need a card for.
Yeah,
this.
Question. For the new card, is it still the same billing address on Northeast 120th
yes.
Street? It is. Okay, well, that makes it easy. So then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
4053.
Okay.
8302.
Okay.
4238-1941.
Uh-huh. Okay, expiration?
1227.
And the code?
761.
Okay. So I'll get your authorization. And one thing I want to do for you just to kind of, you know, hopefully leave a better taste in your mouth is I will give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end, which means you have plenty of time to decide if you want to, you know, cancel the program and just keep the site or if you want to, you know, continue. But question, it gave me an error and it's saying it's an invalid card number. So I must have typed one of the numbers off. Can I tell you what I have and you can tell me? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I have 4053-8302-4238-1141.
That's what it says here. And the expiration is is December 12, of
27.
Mm-hmm. And the three-digit code is 761.
Okay. So, question, only because it's saying invalid card number, do you think that, because I know how they put those darn numbers on there, and sometimes they're shiny and sometimes they rub off. Do you think there's like a 3 that could be an 8 or a 9 that could be a 4 or something like that? Or is it crystal clear? No?
It's
okay.
Crystal clear. The only thing that 1220, I can even read the expiration really well. And I know the cards get up.
It would have told me like CVV error or something if it was the expiration, but this one's saying invalid card number, which is really strange. So you could check with the creditor or the bank and, you know, and call me back if you like, or we could maybe do a different card, whatever, you know, you think is better.
Well, if you can hang on for a second, I'm walking into the office and we'll try a different card.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, that might be better just to get this squared away. And then while you do that, let me double check because your billing cycle right now is on the 29th. So it should have you paid in full till June 29th, but I'm going to give you that extra 2 weeks for free. So with the 2 weeks, okay, so you're going to be paid in full until July 12th once this goes through. So you'll have plenty of time to decide.
$249, is that
correct?
What it is?
It's just $249 flat. There's no taxes or surcharges or anything.
All right. Well, let me grab a kid up here. Let me go in here and get that for you. Just bear with me.
I don't mind waiting. Take your time. I have some emails and stuff to catch up on, so don't even worry about it.
Okay. Just watch her for just a minute right here, Kimber. I got to walk in here and get my belt. Just leave that door open. Yeah, I'm coming right back out. All right, are you ready? Oh, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Sorry about that. Yeah, I think I muted my phone for a second, but I was talking to you and you didn't hear me. I said,
right.
Yes, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Let's try this one.
Uh-huh.
Same billing address.
Okay.
5433.
Okay.
6011.
Got it.
0699.
Okay.
9072. Expiration is 0229.
And
the
code?
Code is 050.
Okay, so you said 5433-6011-0699-9072, correct?
Correct.
And then 2 of 29 and 050 on the back. So let me get your authorization, and then you'll be good to go all the way till July 12th. Okay, good. So that all went through, and the extra 2 weeks was applied on the back end. And then keep in mind also, Donald, if another marketing agency is calling you, sometimes there's those companies out there that'll call you and, you know, they'll try to scare you and say, oh, you know, Local Splash is not working with Google's best practices, or, you know, they're going to say all kinds of crazy things, and they're scam companies. There's two of them that we actually have legal issues with, because what they do is if they scare one of our clients to get them to cancel and go with them, what they do is they never contact us to get access to the Google Business page. So that new company can't do anything with the Google Business page because they don't have access to it, but yet they can't create a new one because that would be a duplicate and it would hurt your ranking. So just be very careful. Yeah, sometimes there's those companies that will promise you the moon and the stars, but when it comes down to it, they can't deliver, you know?
I would never go with anybody like that.
Good.
I've done my homework. And, you know, the bottom line is, to get a good one is going to cost me about $6,000 a month, you know, mm-hmm. for a really good marketing firm. And, you know, if I'm dealing with somebody local that I can sit down with and face-to-face chat. Now, I haven't 100% decided I'm going to do anything yet.
Yeah.
But I've been doing my homework. I'm just, you know, I was just hoping that I would, at this point, be higher up the ladder in my area on my Google file, you know, my SEO stuff. And I'm not ranking as high.
You know, there's a couple of things that can be done to kind of boost it a little bit. Number one, I'm going to have the technicians do a complete performance check, and if there are any updates behind the scenes that will help you there, they'll perform them for you. But we'll also start ramping up. Right now, we're doing one post a week. I'll ramp that up to two or three a week to give you more relevancy. And then on your end, if you could work on getting some more five-star ratings on Google, that would be phenomenal. So I'll send you a little email that'll help you with that.
Well, that's where I've been dropping the ball is I have a lot of happy customers. One thing I do not do enough is have them leave reviews. And, you know, that's on me. I should have a lot more five-star reviews. Now I'm having to figure out how to do all that with past clients and to get them to actually, you know, and my wife sent me a link, you know, we can start sending to these people and get them to start doing it. But organically, I know there's ways to get those reviews up that's not going to take all my time up. I know there's somebody I can hire that can help me get that done. I just don't have the time to go back and to beg these people to, you know, please leave a review. You know, half of them will, half of them won't. Not because
I understand.
Wrong,
yeah.
You know, so I'm just trying to figure out if I can hire somebody because that's the problem. I need more. I need to get those reviews up. You know, I think I'm six right now. We did all those in like 2 days with customers, but. You know,
yeah, but a fresh one hasn't gone on there since April of 2024, and sometimes that will affect your conversion. You know, if there's companies up there that have a lot of fresh stuff being posted about them, and then you have an impeccable rating, but nothing posted since April of 2024, you know, sometimes that will affect, you know, who gets the actual, you know, new call. So what I would recommend is review generator email that I sent you, it's pretty simple. It says, you know, thank you for using Quincy Land Clearing. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And because it's so simple and it's already hyperlinked to your Google page, most people will do it. And it's only going to get, you know, take you a couple of people here and there filling that out to achieve that stronger, you know, return. So
How do I do that email
that I sent you, it'll give you instructions at the top, and then at the bottom there's going to be like a line, and then it says copy and paste this portion for your clients. Now, that email that I sent you also triggered a text message. So in the event that you have some of your old clients' phone numbers but you don't have their emails, fine, you can do the same thing and just forward the link through the text message. And I know that it works because I'm in internet marketing and I know how crucial reviews can be. And sometimes I have a good experience with the business and I say, look, I'm going to go home and write a nice review for you. But the problem is once I'm outside of that moment, that idea gets stuck on the back burner. You know, we all know what happens to ideas that are stuck on the back burner. So the nice thing about this is,
if I can figure out how to send it to my customers, then I can do it, and I can get some pretty good reviews fairly quickly. You just gotta know how to do it.
Because the other ones you said you got in a matter of days, and you got six of them coming in. You know what I mean? Another little trick that some of my clients do is some of them have a little tablet that they take out in the field, and it's already has the Google listing pulled up. And then when they're, you know, finished with a job and invoicing the client, they say, hey, if you're happy with my service, do you mind filling this out? And they just hand it to them. And some people will just do it on the tablet right on the spot. You know what I mean? So that's another neat little trick that some people use. But yeah, the email is self-explanatory. I'm pretty sure between you and your wife, you'll be able to use it no problem. But please give me a call if you have any trouble with it whatsoever. You just call me and I'll walk you through it, how to copy it and paste it and pop it in a new email for your client, okay?
Number, I think I do.
Yeah, my direct line is extension 777. So when you call in, just like you did earlier, it'll say if you know your party's extension, enter it now. So once you put in that 777, it rings directly to my desk.
Okay, great. I remember now.
Okay.
I wrote down in my 777.
Sounds perfect.
So, well, I'll try and do that, and we'll try and get these reviews out because, yeah, it's about to get into a really busy time for us, and I want to be, you know, we're spending some money with Google and Facebook and stuff like that, trying to bump up. And, you know, but, man, I'm just trying to get to the top in my area. I have a lot of competition, so.
Yes.
Yes,
you're right. You're in a highly competitive area for what you do. Have you heard of Google pay-per-click ads or the Google Guaranteed program by chance?
Yeah, I think Hillary's doing something with them a day, you know, whatever it is, $10, $12, $20 a day, I don't know. So we'll run a campaign for a week or 2 weeks on Facebook and Google, you know, and it's generating. But it's not, I'm not where I want to be there yet, you know, as far as I'm just not getting the calls that I should be getting. And, you know, we, a lot of work, but. They're mainly big jobs that, you know, we meet our expected growth every month, but I always look back and I'm like, how in the hell did we do it? Because we don't get, you know, I land about 98% of all my leads. And so.
Wow. You have a good conversion rate, right?
It is. I could do wonderful. I mean, it's either one or two things. I'm very, really lucky or I'm good at what I do or maybe a little of both, but. If I had the calls, oh my gosh, it would, you know, if I could close 98%, you know, and just up our production 30% this month or for the year, I mean, that's all I'm trying to do. And I think it's possible given what we got going on here and where we're at. We're going to have to spend some money on the marketing end and, you know, we're going to have to figure it out. But my website, I know you guys do the website, it's great. I'd like to up that a little bit. I think there's stuff we could do on that website to make it more personable. And in my area, it's a family-owned business. Everybody knows my name. It's one of those things in our area. So my name carries a lot of weight. And so I'm designing the website, you know, kind of around that family-owned business and to have, I can't remember what he called these. Videos that they're making. My wife's a videographer and a photographer. That's what she does for a living.
Wow, so good for her.
I have that part. So anyway, we're just trying to.
The only reason I asked you, Donald, is sometimes companies will do the Google ads on their own. And they, you know, pay Google, you know, the daily budget or whatever, and the pay-per-click ads are running. And then sometimes they'll hire us to do them, and they say that they get so much more bang for their buck because Hillary can probably tell you this. If she's running your own ads, it's very difficult. If Google doesn't help with it, if she hits a problem and tries to reach them, it's almost impossible to get through. So what we do is we have a support staff on site at Google, and our technicians can look when they set it up as to which keywords are getting the highest conversion and which ones have the lowest pay-per-click rate. Because, for instance, some clicks cost $30, $40, $50, and other ones cost a dollar or two. So if we can see that the dollar or two click is getting more, you know, business than the ones that are paying higher, then what we do is we set up those campaigns accordingly. And if you ever wanted to try like a small batch of ads with us, our minimum budget to do them is $300 monthly, and that gives you a $9 a day budget. So they take that $300 and then they divide it, you know, by 30 days, and it's, you know, they want to make sure that you're getting, you know, at least $9 a day budget. And then you could always grow it from there if you wanted to. So some people say, oh, you know, I want to spend $2,000 a month in my Google ads, which is great. But I always tell them you have to crawl before you can walk. You know, why not start out more conservatively, get your phone ringing, you know, and once you're highly profitable, then you can reinvest some of it and start going to $500 or $1,000 or, you know what I mean?
To do that with you guys, how soon, if I were to say, okay, today I want to do this, when would they start running ads through Google? I mean, how long would it take before you guys started online?
Typically, they say within under 2 weeks, but I've had them up and running in 3 days before on a special request. So if you wanted to, you know, just put a more urgency on it and have them up in 3 days, I could definitely accommodate that. I would just let the technicians know this is a special request. Right. Please get them running as soon as possible. And the benefit to the Google Ads is that you can also run them wherever you like without having an address there, because the Google business page is tied into your business address, right? But let's say that there is a, you know, high-end area that's 20, 30, 40 minutes away that you do a lot of work in, and maybe you're not getting that type of a reach on the maps. You can run those Google ads wherever you like, and that's a huge benefit too, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, all so right. Just wanted to let you know that that's available, you know, in case you ever want to consider it down the road.
Yeah, well, we're doing it. You know, that's the only thing is the time. Like when Hillary does it, they're pretty much instant. You know what I'm saying? They get through and, you know, Google.
Well, yeah, that's because she already has it set up. So once we set it up every month when the budget renews, it's instantaneous. The ads just go back on, you know, so that's the nice thing. And the only reason we put a cap on it is just to protect you from getting an unexpected bill. You know, that way we can manage it a little bit better for you, you know, rather than just leaving it open-ended, you know.
All right, let's talk to her about that. We'll decide if I do decide to do it. We're probably at a point now where we're, you know, I would want to be I'm not want to go too aggressive. I'm going to go aggressive, just not crazy, if that makes any sense.
I think that's smart though. You know, some people will call me and say, I want to put $2,000 in it today, and I'll always try to tell them, look, if you want to pay that, I'll take it, of course, but why not start out more conservatively? You know, you can be aggressive and be conservative at the same time and maybe cut that in half or something. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have to do that all at once, you know? So.
Well, it all comes down to what, you know, what are you getting out of? You know, if you spend $9, get one phone call, it's $10,000. That's great. But what if you spend $2,000 and get five phone calls that add up to the same amount of money?
I agree.
There's a lot to figure out there, and I'm no marketing.
I agree with you.
Yeah, figure that out, because my expertise is just selling jobs, but I'm smart enough to know I can't do this on my own, and I'm also smart enough to know I'm time is really a issue right now, and I need to be figuring out this marketing thing one way or the other, you know, and then. You know, from best of my knowledge to really get a good marketing group that I've seen that's local that I know I can trust, I'm looking from anywhere from $4,000 to $6,000 a month, which that's a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money spending. And I'm sure it generates leads, you know, I'm sure it does. Quality, who knows? You're rolling the dice no matter what. You know, you just got to figure out what you're prepared to lose.
If you ever wanted to try the Google ads with us, one thing we can do is put a call tracking number on your campaign. So we would purchase a new let's see what, 352 area code number. And then when people call it, it would forward over to your number. And that way the calls coming in would be stored on your dashboard under the lead section. And you would be able to see exactly, you know, how much return that you're getting from it. It's a nice way to track it. But also, you can go back in and listen to the calls for quality assurance. And we've had amazing things happen through the call tracking number where people, you know, would say, for instance, someone called me to go out on an estimate and I was out in the field and I was too busy and I wrote the number down and I don't know what I did with it. Well, they go back in and they listen and they get the address off of it that they have to go. So it just makes things like so much more professional, you know, and that call tracking, it's usually like a $300 upsell for our existing clients, but I'll put a note in here that if you ever wanted to try the Google Ads, I would throw that in for free for you. So that way you and your wife could track it, okay?
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I tell you what, let me talk to her and I will be back in touch with you.
Okay. Sounds perfect.
I'm getting called, but I sure appreciate your time.
I appreciate you too. Thank you for calling in. Have a great week.